time is 1:08. You're listening to the KHSU Magazine. I'm Danielle Orr, and I'm really happy to have Justin back in the studio. That's Justin Fricker. He now works for Grid Alternatives as the North Coast Outreach and Development Coordinator. And Grid Alternatives is a nonprofit organization bringing the benefits of solar technology to families that need the financial savings most, while giving volunteers and job trainees hands-on solar installation experience. You can actually get trained to do an install. We're going to find out more all about the program, both programs, and I'd like to welcome Justin back to the magazine. How are you today?
Good. Thank you for having me, Daniel.
Mm-hmm. So you moved to Fort Bragg.
I did.
And you've got a new job.
That's true.
And tell us about that new job and how listeners, because you guys are serving Humboldt, Mendocino, and Lake counties from the Willits office.
That's correct. Yeah, we're part of the Bay Area office as an extension, and we are located in Willits. The Bay Area office is one of many regional offices within the state of California that provides solar through our program. We also have an office in Colorado that does tribal work all up and down through the Dakotas and New Mexico and Arizona. We also have an office in New York and D.C., and we actually have a community solar office in Nicaragua. So we've been doing a lot of community solar there. We've also done a community solar project in Nepal in recent months. So we're all over the place.
Amazing. And so let's talk about the job training first. Does that sound?
Sure.
Like a good idea? Because that's so amazing. Tell me how that works and how you can get involved and those kind of things.
Yeah, so it's kind of I think it's referred to as a barn raising model, but essentially we have community members from all sides of the community come out and volunteer to install on all our solar projects. That could be a solar enthusiast, a general volunteer. It could be a job training organization sending folks out to get the skills in solar. So we do get a wide variety of folks up in Humboldt here. We generally get students from HSU or CR. CR's got their own sort of solar certification program. So that's more or less more our volunteers here in the Humboldt County area.
Is there a time commitment?
The installs, they vary. Depends on how many solar panels we're putting up. It could be a one-day install. It could be a two-day install. Generally, the volunteers are on the roof for about 8 hours a day, and not just on the roof. If somebody is a little shy about getting on the roof, there's also sort of ground or electrical-related work that they can train in and get experience in. So we have array certifications and electrical certifications. So there's a wide variety of skill sets that they can receive both on the roof and on the ground in solar.
Once a year, twice a year?
You can volunteer for as many opportunities as you like. What you do is you just go to gridalternatives.org. There's a volunteer portal. So I believe if you go to the top of the webpage, it says volunteers, and you kind of go down. You create your own profile, and then we post job opportunities coming up, and then you just sign up for that volunteer opportunity and show up. The homeowners feed the volunteers food, and it's just, you can, even if you're in Humboldt and you want to get more experience, you can actually come down to our Mendocino projects or Lake County projects, but we usually have about 5 to 6 installs per month.
Wow, great. And so let's talk about those installs. What kind of packages are you guys trying to put out there?
As far as the solar arrays,
they go on the roof. Is it for the whole complete power?
Yeah,
you get credit. How is it tied into the grid?
So it's there's solar electric systems. They're all grid tied. Mm-hmm. And as far as the skill sets you would learn being a volunteer, there's you get skills in array layout. There's also racking installation, microinverter installation, module installation. There's a wide variety of things to do on the roof. And then on the ground, as we mentioned, there's you can learn about electrical layout and mounting, conduit bending, electrical wiring, and monitoring and communication. So there's a wide variety of skills.
Mm-hmm. But you need to be a homeowner to get this program. Let's
yeah,
go there. Mm-hmm.
So the program, so we are a nonprofit, so we're not in it for the money. Mm-hmm. We get most of our funding comes through the state. It's a rebate called SASH. I believe it stands for Single Affordable Solar Housing. So that essentially pays for the solar array for the income-qualifying homeowner. So essentially, it's no cost to the homeowner. We do ask for a very minimal contribution.
But that goes pays it forward. You're paying that forward.
Yeah, it's another funding source that we use to pay for additional installations. Mm-hmm. So, and it's very, very minimal.
Yeah. Yeah. But you do need to own your own home.
Yeah, so there's some basic...
You need to have a good roof?
Yes, so you got to own and live in your home, have PG&E Electric. You have to meet the income qualifications that can also be found on our website.
Okay.
And your house needs to be solar suitable, so our construction team comes out, checks to make sure that there's 10 years worth of life on the roof, that there's no shading issues, they look at how much space you have, the orientation of your home. There's a wide variety of things they'll look at. But essentially, if you meet all those qualifications, there's a good chance that you can get no-cost solar electricity from us.
And you have to be a good cook because you're feeding all the volunteers.
You do, yes. And if the volunteers have a dietary restriction, we generally tell them to bring their own food because
we don't
want to
burden the
homeowner.
Oh, I was going to say, you contact the homeowner in advance.
Yeah. We do.
We need three different meals. Wow, so amazing. So tell us a little bit about solar electric systems. Most people know a little bit about solar, but it does use the sunlight to produce electricity and go from there.
Yeah, that's true. There's solar electric and solar thermal systems. We're doing solar electric, so it's going to impact your electricity. Our systems compensate for about 50 to 90% of your electricity costs.
Wow.
So again, that'll depend on the situation of your house. We do look at your historical electricity usage to kind of determine what you need in order from the solar panels, basically, your necessity. But again, this is a no-cost program. We have state rebates. We get corporate sponsorships. Sometimes corporations pay us money and they come up to the North Coast and they foot the bill to, in addition to our rebate dollars to do installations for income-qualifying households. So we have a variety of funding sources.
And again, we go to gridalternatives.org to learn more.
Yes.
Right?
That's true.
Anything else you want the listeners to know about today?
Also, I would say in the spirit of, well, it's Earth Day coming up here.
It is.
And Bicycle Month is coming up in next month, and we'll be back on the air to talk about that.
Fantastic.
But we also have a bike party ride. If anybody is not familiar with bike party ride, we gather once a month in a different location within Humboldt County. There's a theme to it. We get on bicycles. We decorate them with lights. I'm sure a lot of the listeners have seen us in a variety of towns throughout the North Coast here. So our bike party ride for Blue Lake is tomorrow. We're meeting at the tap room. At Mad River Brewery at 6:30, and the ride leaves at 7 o'clock.
Mark Mueller makes you meet at the tap rooms.
That's right, Mark. And it's Mark Mueller's ride. He's doing this in honor of Yuri Gagarin, who I believe is the first astronaut in space. So that's what the theme of the ride will be.
And do they have a Facebook page or anything?
They do. It's Humboldt Bike Party Humboldt.
Bike Party Humboldt. And anyone can come and ride along?
Anyone can come. It's no cost. It's a lot of fun. We decorate bicycles with lights, decorate in costumes. And tomorrow's ride is fairly flat in Blue Lake. We do go up to the hatchery and back, but that's not much of a hill.
And so you just come and, like, how long? 2 hours? 1 hour?
Yeah, the ride's usually an hour to an hour and a half.
Do you have to sign up?
No, just show up.
Just show up. Mm-hmm. At the tap room at what time?
I would be there between 6 and 6:30 tomorrow.
6 and 6:30 tomorrow. Okay. Fantastic. Justin, always a pleasure.
Thank you.
And give us the website again. And you're looking for volunteers to learn about some job training. Is there an age requirement on those?
To get on the roof, you need to be at least 18 years old.
Okay.
Basically, but just go to gridalternatives.org, or you can and look up our North Coast office. My telephone number is 707-456-4852. Again, that's 707-456-4852. You can give me a
Brilliant.
Call and I can give you more information.
Brilliant to give out the phone number. So glad you were the guest. Okay, and I'll give that out again at the end of the magazine.
Okay.
Okay. You've been listening to Justin Fricker. He is the North Coast Outreach and Development Coordinator for Grid Alternatives. Again, gridalternatives.org. Thank you for making the trip.